Here at the NAFB Washington Watch Issues Forum, I'm speaking with John Doggett with National Corn Growers Association. And John, today is the first day of sign-up for the ACRE program. Could you first of all just explain that program briefly for those who don't know?
Sure. The ACRE program is an option under the 2008 Farm Bill. You can stay in the traditional program or you can opt into the ACRE program. And it is based on revenue rather than just a price trigger. So it takes the state average yield and a national average price, the last 2 years' price average. And so if you have a loss triggered because of price and because of yield or the combination of the two, you're going to have some protection. You're going to have really more of a risk management tool than a price support. It's a long sign-up period. You have until August, which is interesting because, you know, farmers have not had for many, many decades an option of what kind of program they're going to be in. This year they do. They're going to have a long time to make that decision. There will be a lot of information that will be coming out of our organization, be coming out of USDA in weeks and months to come. So they're going to have a very well-informed group of farmers making this decision between now and August.
You mentioned the elements of this program. What does this kind of mean to the non-farmer out there and the impact on things like budgets and the economy?
Well, I think what it means is that there is a certain level of revenue protection out there that is does come from the public sector, from the farm program. We certainly are encouraging producers to sign up for crop insurance. There's many, many products out there. Most people view the ACRE program similar to a GRIP policy, but for the non-farmer out there, it's a risk management tool that takes care of the two things that farmers are most concerned about: yield and price, and the fluctuations in both of those are very important. So, you know, we've had situations where prices have been very, very low, but growers have had a huge yield and vice versa. And so what we're trying to do is find something that gets more to the bottom line.
Here at the NAFB Washington Watch, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.